but it was just a church. We don't have a time. Was pretty hard to see. That was this one family, a one son, my youngest son.
Mm-hmm. That was in 32 when you got married, and
yes,
and you said the times were hard.
Yes, mm-hmm. We did have no parties or no nothing.
That was depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel the depression affected you?
No, because my husband started working at the ranch, and people from the ranch were rich. So we were there, we had enough to eat, and people, when Mr.
Joe, your husband, what's his name?
Joe.
Joe. He started working on Grandfather's ranch?
Oh, yes.
What did he do?
He was trying to feed the steers. He was feeding the steers.
He fed the steers?
And he used to get there real early in the morning because he had to go feed them, and even Sunday he worked way colder all the time.
And so, but you lived in this house.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a motorway, and he used to go every morning.
And what would he get paid?
$12 a week.
$12 a week.
Mm-hmm. And then
in 1932.
32 until he worked in there for 8 years, and then he had a job in with Michael Robinson. Gas lines. He used to work until he couldn't work anymore.
But now how come he got $12 a week in 1932, and your dad got $12 a week in 1916?
Well, I really don't know what my dad got.
I
don't remember. No, I didn't remember that. But the last time the last year that we're getting. And then everybody was trying to get to the ranch. Everybody was there. And then when Mr.
Trying to get to the...
To work at the ranch, but they couldn't get so many people coming in. And the ones that knew, like my husband got it because my brothers and I was asked, they were in there for him. See, I was supposed to ask for my brother-in-law to work for him, and I went in there, and my husband was out of work. You think I wouldn't ask for my brother? I wouldn't ask for my husband. He started working there. He did work for a long time.
So Mr. Bixby gave jobs to the people who needed them during the Depression.
Mm-hmm. And nobody was working around here. And then when Mr. Roosevelt came in office, and they got this WPA or something.
Yes.
And then everybody was getting money, and they were getting food, and they were getting clothing, everything. Mm-hmm. They just went to Santa Ana, and they got everything. But my husband didn't want to.
Why not?
Because he was too proud. He said he didn't want to. He wanted to work for what he was going to get. He had to work for he wouldn't get. But he was working at the ranch. We didn't have to go. Here people, even they used to, a lady next door used to come to them. Pails of butter, not butter, margarine in boxes. Mm-hmm. She didn't know what to do because used to get so much. They used to get like beans and oatmeal, like bags. We didn't use it, so they used to come and bring us some, and we didn't go ask for it because my husband was too proud. He didn't want it.
But he would take it if they brought it.
Yeah, the people are here. And sometimes I didn't tell him. Just get it. Like corned beef and cans, big cans of corned beef. Mm. Everybody had a lot around here.
This is when Roosevelt came in office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And everybody went off. Everybody got cars. Everybody got jobs and everything. But Roosevelt came. He was like a god that came to the world. That was.
But your husband preferred to continue working at the ranch.
Oh yes, he said he wouldn't go in.
Do you know if he ever got a raise?
Yes, he did. Then later he was getting it. I forgot how much, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Mr. Bixby got him to feed the steers. Mm-hmm. He used to go talk to him out there when he was around with his big boots. Remember his big boots? I remember one time he was coming in the house and he was chewing the lock of him. And Mrs. Bixby got him. And do you think I saw that? She sent him to wash his face with the man work. And he was like, yeah, I can remember him. I remember one time, up in the morning, this man came. He was working. He was working for him because he was living there at the little house. And this man called me. He had an American man coming to him. He had a picture. said, look. He said, this man says, is this your father? I said, no, he doesn't look like him. Well, I gave him a picture, and he said he was going to make me a big picture of your father. And now he wants $10, but look, the picture didn't look nothing like my father. And for something, Mr. Bixby walked here. And I turned and said, oh, Mr. Bixby, who's this man? I'm showing him the picture. I don't know. Well, he's supposed to be my father. He said, your father? I know. I know your father for a long time, but that's not your father. And the man was standing right there. Well, he said it's my father that he got a picture, and he told it. Yeah, I have heard of you guys. And he talked to him, so this man just, he went away. So next time I catch you, I'm going to put you in jail.
Because it was a con man. The man was tricking you.
Yeah.
Into paying money for that picture.
$10 for that picture, but it wasn't. And then Mr. Bixby had heard about those people. And he said, uh-huh, if I catch you. He said, I have heard of you. And he talked and talked, and this man just turned around and ran. So he goes, the next time he said, no, I won't let you go. I'm going to put you in jail. I know that you've been taking money from poor people like this. But just think of $10 for that. It's a picture that didn't look nothing like my father.
How old were you when this happened? About?
I was working there with Mr. Dixon. I don't know if I'd find it.
About
17? Yeah. I was 17, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. See, he asked me, is this your father? I said, no. Then Mr. Dixon had to come in just at the right time.
I know. Oh, really, God loving, really.
So I showed him, said, Mr. Dixon, is this my father? No, he said, not that. Well, this man says my father, and he wants $10 for it.
Oh, was this in the house,
Petra? Yeah, that's
the
kitchen.
Man came into into the kitchen.
Into the men's kitchen, right in the house. So,
when you were washing dishes.
Mm-hmm. This man, my friend, came because he liked my father a lot, and he had a little tiny picture of my father. And he had, and you know, they used to come house to house and ask for pictures to make them bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to this man. And he came back, the man came back with a picture, but he didn't look like, so he took him up to the ranch.
I mean, he'd enlarged a photograph, or mm-hmm.
He painted, but he didn't look nothing like my father. Mm. And he didn't want to give him $10 because it wasn't no good. And he went up to there to ask me what to do. And they thought I was the bait, because they always ask me for things like that.
So who came up to ask you what
my
to do?
My friend.
Oh, your friend.
It was a neighbor.
Yeah.
He used to love my father very much, and he had a little tiny picture of my father, and he wanted to enlarge it.
Mm-hmm.
But this man took it, and we brought it back, but it didn't look nothing like. And then Mr. Wixby came just in the right time. Oh, but that man was so scary, man.
I bet. Petra, how old were you when you got married?
23.
And did you continue to work
no.
at the ranch after you got married?
No, I didn't. No, my husband didn't want anybody of his family working.
Uh-huh.
We were real poor, but he didn't want to. So we had to live on what he made. Then he didn't want anybody to give him anything. Funny man.
Yeah. But you go back and visit, wouldn't you?
Yes, I did. We went there, and that's my first son. Mrs. Dixie was seeing him, and he said, we used to go. I didn't want to go very often because there was another girl, her name was Louisa, and she got married, and she used to go and bother all the time. That's why I didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, I don't want to be like she did, and bring her girl there, and everybody was working, and
yeah.
was always in the way, so that's why I didn't go. I've been a fire for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go do like she did, bother her.
I was wondering how it happened that you were there to take care of me. Did my grandmother call you up and say, Petra, come up here?
No, that was there. I wasn't married yet.
Oh, and right.
You see, I used to work there, and then in the afternoon, you always had a nurse.
Yeah.
So it was the nurse's day off, and your mother had to go to a meeting or something, so I took care of you at when she went, and as soon as your mother came back, you went back to her.
Yeah.
So that's the way it was. I didn't have to, but I just helped because your nurse wasn't there.
Do you remember the Christmas Eve parties at the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
when you were a little girl?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that. What do you remember about that?
A whole house full of people. Mm-hmm. I can see your mother. The fireplace was here, and then the tree is there.
Oh, this was in the billiard room, right?
No, in the music room.
In the music room, yes.
And then people would come in, each was all over. The billiard room was full of toys. Presents.
Yeah.
For 2-3 months before, they used to have all there. And then all the people were sitting down around, and your mother and Deborah. We used to call Catherine and Deborah and sister. And she would be, I closed my eyes and see her ask and reading the names and giving to them all over. It was beautiful. But then when I didn't like it was when I was working. Afterwards, well, you see that house as well. They have even had to bring somebody to polish and take all the paint, the polish, and put it back on because the house would be
a mess.
Yeah, and it had to be raining all the time.
Yeah.
And then I can remember on Thanksgiving, your family, your grandmother Hotchkiss, and her daughter and her son-in-law, they always used to have a dinner for them on Thanksgiving.
And you worked there too.
Yeah. She's a big lady.
Yes. Yeah, and did you come up early in the morning then, and also to prepare? Would you be there?
It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
I used to come in 7 o'clock and open all the curtains, all around, and then start. And then have to wash the men's dishes.
That's it. Well, you open the curtain, and then you wash the men's dishes,
and then set the table for the family.
Set the table,
or take trays and like this.
Take the trays to the people, whoever was in bed. Mm-hmm. Like, who would be in bed, for instance?
Oh, like Deborah, your mother. But your mother was already married when I got in, start working there.
But when they'd come to Granny, to back home, they'd have
and
breakfast
built, in bed. And then Victor built it upstairs.
Yes.
And then you all had to go upstairs.
So then would you take food upstairs to us?
Your mother always got up pretty early then. Your
take
father used to be the one that would be... When I got there, he would be making his own breakfast in the morning.
And then Grandfather and Granny, Miss Bixby, would sit at the table.
Well, sometimes he was always away. And Mrs. Bixby would just take her glass of milk, or orange juice, she always did. Just take her a glass of orange juice. But that was her breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then at noon, if they were there, I'd have to sit at the table then. And as soon as
after breakfast, then would you wash all the dishes?
All the dishes, the men's dishes would be washed, and then I had to go and wash the family, and then keep on sweeping the house and go ahead to the bathrooms, and cleaning the bathrooms.
And would you polish silver?
The silver was there in the afternoon after I finished with the men's dishes at noon, and the family dishes. Then I polish the silver or the brass and things like that.
Would you wait on the table at? For the family?
Yes, I did.
You pass things around?
Around, yes. That's when I asked Mr. Dixie, asked me for the fridge. What is that?
You'd never had syrup.
No, we didn't have. No, we didn't know anything about syrup. And then I said, I didn't do it. And I asked Mrs. But Mary was Mrs. Schinkel's sister. Mm-hmm. She wasn't working, but she had trouble with her husband or something, and she was staying in Mrs. Schinkel's room. And in times like that, she used to come out and help me and teach me how to do this and how to do that. And she was very nice to help me. And then I went to her, she said, he wants syrup. Oh, yeah, she said, she's right here.
So then you'd wait on the lunch table and then wash all the dishes again.
Yes, I wash all, and Mrs. Schinkel will wait on the men, because they had 14, 16 men to eat at noon, too. And then after they get through, I had to wash all the dishes and set the table again for the evening. And then...
When would you rest?
From 3 to 5.
From 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. Where would you go to rest?
There was a little room behind this. There was Miss Schinkel's room. And there's another room there. And I used to stay there.
Would you sleep?
Oh, sometimes. Or read or something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I knew that Mother was sick, I would run down to... But I had to stay there in the kitchen because I had to answer the phone when Mrs. Vicky wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I had to answer the phone or something like that. But I enjoyed it very much.
And then
5 years, I stayed there.
You stayed 5 years. And then in the evening, you'd wait tables for town supper.
Yes, but then I didn't have to wash the supper dishes for the men. Mrs. Schinkel did. But I had to clean the family dishes, wait on them around. That's the time when Mr. Dixie wasn't there, or two, just Sister and Pedro and Mrs. Dixie. Then I could, I just make the big tray and take them all in the library.
Oh, how adorable. Is this one of your great-grandchildren?
Yes. Would you go home at night?
9 o'clock.
That's a 13 or 14-hour day you work.
Yeah, but in the middle, from three to five. And then at 5 o'clock, I had to go back and close all the curtains around. And then after supper, after the dishes and everything, I had to go turn the beds down. Because my daughter used to live here, and when she moved, she asked her to take care of me. And she does. Oh, sometimes too much.
Yes. Bosses you.
Sometimes too much.
Oh, gee. So you did that then 7 days a week, except...
Except two afternoons.
And
then I had 2 weeks vacation.
2 weeks paid vacation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go anywhere?
Yeah, I just stay with Mother in the house. Try to clean up the house.
Yeah.
And see, we weren't used to going out or anything. We just stay home.
Did you ever have dreams of traveling or going places?
Yes, always did.
Where?
We used to, it was so clear. Every day we used to do the mountains. You could see the mountains. Everything was clear. And I was going to get work and save money to go up to the mountains. I wanted to go to the mountains so bad. But I never did until later. Now later, I've been going even to South Carolina. And went with her mother.
Yeah. When did you do that?
About 6 years ago.
Did you enjoy it?
Very much. In her car, we went in the car. Yeah. Because her father was stationed in South Carolina. And then from there, he came and he got married. And he took my daughter back with him. And then they took him to Vietnam for a year. And then she came back. And he knows that I like flowers, so he said, I'm going to take you back to South Carolina so you can see all the gardens up there. But I thought it was just talk. One day they started having problems with Mother. He has to be ready. So George's going to have a vacation. He wants to go back to South Carolina. No, she told me to the Grand Canyon. Are you sure? Why should he take his mother? Oh, no, he wants to take you. And so, I was thinking of just going to the Grand Canyon. Then we went to the Grand Canyon. But let me tell you first one thing that I appreciated me so much. I was asking God to give me a sign that everything would be right. So, we left. It's a Friday night. It was getting dark when we left. And going in the car, and pretty soon, her brother, he was about 4 years old. And we're sitting in the back of it's a little mountain, and sitting in the back, and a husband and wife in front, and my daughter and her husband. And then pretty soon, Eddie, his name, he turned. He said, Grandma, look at that. Look at the moon. And I look at the moon. Did you see him? I said, who? Oh, didn't you see God? He's there. Look at him. And I looked, and Carmen looked. Everybody was quiet, and nobody said nothing. And then he was smiling. So I looked. I saw the moon, but I didn't see nothing else. And then pretty soon, Carmen said, Mother, did you tell him that God was in the moon? I said, no. Did you hear him say that? I didn't say anything. He said that by himself.
How old is this child?
Four. And he doesn't remember now. So I asked him again. No, Grandma, I don't remember.
Mm.
And so we were just crying and saying, oh, thank God, that's my sign that everything's going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. We mm-hmm. went. And then they took me, you know, because they used to bring the plates.
The what?
Plates.
Oh, yes.
So mm-hmm. we went to that market, and they have a beautiful, beautiful brown, it's like a park, the water and everything is beautiful. And they still make the little ladies. They're real old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where mm-hmm. the market was that they used to sell them.
Yeah.
So we went all over there. It's beautiful.
Oh,
okay. And then coming all to the States, and for me, I always wanted to go to some place, and I never did.
But this was the time that you did.
Yeah, that's the time. And then last year, we went to Utah.
Oh, Utah.
There's a park there up there. How do you call it?
Sinai.
Yeah.
Sinai.
Oh, have you ever been there?
No, I never have.
It's beautiful. The mountains are pretty, colored.
Oh.
It's just beautiful. We went there. Every vacation, I have to go.
How often do they take a vacation?
A year, every year.
And every year you go. This is your daughter or your son you're talking
about? My daughter.
Daughter.
My son-in-law is very nice to me. I don't know why. He doesn't care.
Well, he loves you.
He doesn't take his mother in or anything.
Maybe he doesn't like his mother.
I don't know. he's been so good to me. This thing. And then, right now.
Where do they live?
In Garden Grove.
Oh, yeah.
And they called me at night, Saturday night, or Friday night. Captain called me. Mother and George wants to go get you. He's ready. He'll be there for the week. He comes and takes me to stay overnight, over the weekend. Not even my sons do that, and I have five of them. But he does, so.
Oh, wow.
What
is his daughter's name?
My daughter's name?
Mm-hmm.
Carmen?
Carmen.
Uh-huh.
And this is Carmen's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name?
George. You see, when I was 40 years old, when my Carmen was born, my baby. And I used to cry. I said, why do I have to have a baby? I'm not going to be able to raise her. She's going to be all by herself. And I used to cry. And now I'm taking care of her.
Yeah. This is Carmen's?
Yeah, it's Carmen's baby. Yeah. That's her baby.
This is Lori's parents who are take you traveling.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And he's going to take me to Mexico City. That's fine. That's what he says. Maybe he won't, but he's thinking of that.
So you did get to see the mountains
mm-hmm.
after all.
Yeah, he was the one that took me to see the mountains up in Big Bear.
Mm-hmm.
One Sunday morning we went there. We've been all over. And then my other son, the one that Becky's father, took me to San Francisco in a plane. Just to go in a plane and come back because I've never been in a plane. So he took me 2 years ago to stay overnight there in San Mateo.
Mm.
Just to go and go. He took me to go see the plane, to go in the plane. I like it very much.
Rachel, that's wonderful. I'm glad that
everything's
yeah.
being nice to me. Huh?
Yeah. These are so beautiful, these family pictures. Oh. Tell me who your children are in the order that they were born in.
The first is Joe Jr.
Joe
Rustic Jr. Mm-hmm. This is when she's learning to play her accordion. This is my son.
They have five boys. This is my son.
The father of the one that's learning to play the thing. Mm-hmm.
Where is that? On the ranch or out here?
Outside here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's trying to milk the toes. This is outside here when there's no building.
I'd love to look at your look at your garden in the back there. I didn't see the back of it.
Isn't that pretty? This is for my daughter. Only he stopped because she never could have a baby. Mm-hmm. So he adopted this boy. He's very nice. This is another grandson and granddaughter. Another one. All over. This is Eddie, the one that the bug got in the moon.
Oh, yeah.
All grandchildren.
Mm.
This is Marty's boy.
Mm.
I took care of him for 4 years when he was a baby. And he treats me like a mother, his grandmother. He always gave me presents on Mother's Day, Grandmother's Day.
Oh, speaking of presents, Petra, I didn't even have any presents.
I know. Every, in May, three of them went in May.
Oh, my Lord. Oh. How did you live through that?
Just God helping.
Yes.
God's always helping everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, why do some people drink and other people turn to God?
I don't know. That's what my mother teach me. She turned to God for everything. And I try to teach my children, too. And I know that we'll see incarnation. Because one day, God's my mother. He always told me, patience. Because one thing, I don't know. Her mother-in-law just, I don't know. I don't know what she is, so she gets, sometimes she gets some bad idea or something.
Mm.
And I always say, she doesn't know what she's saying. She's not mean, but that's what she is. You have to have patience. And she told me, and I can't talk right now, but I told her that they came, but she said, patience. I'll tell you later. I had patience and help. So I always give me her patience. Because if you go like that, no, patience. And Lucy was supposed to go to town and find some Sacramento last week. She went. And she was nervous. She said, Mother, I don't want to go with people that I don't know. I'm just going in. So patience. You just have patience, faith, and you'll be all right. This morning she came to what beautiful
her.
Yes, patience. God is there. Mm. He knows what he's doing. He knows that what you're going to do. Just have patience and he'll help you. Mm. This morning she came to you and washed the car outside. Beautiful. The people, if you didn't know him, they were really nice. They were real nice. Maybe not inside, but maybe they didn't say anything bad to me either. She wasn't going to stay here, but then she had to go to work. She worked at a school.
I was going to ask you what you feel are the most important things to teach your children, and I think you just answered it.
Yes, patience and faith. That's all you have to have in this world. Then money will come in some way. I'm used to it being poor because I've been poor all my life. My husband didn't have any money, so it's just what he ever got from working. So my house, right now I need my money. So I have to wait until somebody can. One of my boys have time and they'll come and fix it.
You need your plumbing fixed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I learned to be patient. It's the only thing you can do when you're poor. When you have money, well, you do it right away. You've got money, you have to pay. But with me, wait. And I'm used to it. I'm happy. I'm happy with all my plans and everything. And then when vacation comes, when last year I went to vacation. The other one, here with his wife, the picture of wedding and his wife, they took me to him because I was on the train when I came. I think when I came over to here, I think it was in the train.
Yeah, so I must have been, yeah.
I can't remember. And so he took me to San Diego in the train. A pretty new train now. So I was in a train and a plane and a boat. And then after San Diego, we went to Santa Catalina in the boat. So I've been all over that. But I didn't do when I was young, I'm doing now. Can you believe that?
Oh, Patricia. Oh, God.
I'm always poor. That's the way God wants me to stay. That's the way it is. I know, they told me that my mother's family used to be rich.
They did?
Yeah, in Mexico, they used to be rich.
What was your maiden name, your mother? Josefa?
Figueroa.
Figueroa.
Mm-hmm. But then her father died and everything went down. But they said that she used to have maids and her mother used to have maids and everything. But then after her husband died, they lost everything or something.
What's that? Was this Michoacán?
Michoacán.
Yes. And so your mother was brought up in a rich household?
Yes. But then she said that supposed to be rich, but she said she couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
By the time she got big, everything was poor again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you remember anything about your grandparents?
Yes, my grandmother was here.
Which one? Your mother's mother or
no,
your
my
father's?
When he died, my grandmother was there to live. She came, she was in Colorado, and she, when everybody died.
This is Cassiano's mother.
Yes. Yeah. See, her and...